Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyum will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyum HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyum. That is shasilluminated.org/siyum. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
We're learning Masechtas Nida Nafyan Aleph. We're going to start from the bottom of Nafyan Amid Beis. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the Mishnah was talking about the four Nashim that are Dayan Shaitan. The four Nashim that are the Selekis Midam, they don't have the Takana, that when they have a Riyah, you have to be Cheshish for all the Tumas in the last 24 hours. They're Dayan Shaitan. They only start being Tame from the time that they actually know that they had the Riyah. And the reason for those four Nashim is because they're Selekis Midam. We don't assume they're going to have Dam. And the four Nashim are Besula, a Muberis and Menika Zakena. And the Mishnah fears Ais, Ubame Omru Daya Shaita Beria Rishaina, Avashnia Matama Meislais. Then when do you say Daya Shaita? Dafka by the first Ria. But after that, it's Matama Meislais. And we discussed this a little bit in the previous year. Now the Gemara says, Omarava Kulum, Ushmul Omalai Shanu al Basula Zakena, Amuberis and Menika Dayan Kalime Burin Dayan Kalime Menikasa. There's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds, and also Rav Shimon Lakish Gemara says, Rav and Rish Lakish hold that all these four nashim are only dayah shaita by the Riyah Rishayna, but the Riyah Shniyam, she's no longer misalekes midam, it's already metamim meislais. And we spoke in the previous year that according to Rashi and Taisus, this has nothing to do with Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. By the Riyah Rishayna, she's already muzekes midam. She's only Misalekis Midam until the Riyah Rishayna, and here we're talking about a Basula, which is Igiyas Manaliris. Once they have one Riyah, we assume, and this Kena, which was Avril of Gimel Einais, once they have one Riyah, we assume that no, that the Avril of Gimel Einais by the Kena was a mistake. By the Tinaikis, she Igiyas Manaliris, that she's no longer Misalekis Midam, now she's starting her Riyas. And Mberis HaMenika, according to Rav and Rish Lakish, we're going to assume that the Iber and the Hanukkah doesn't cause it to be Masulik Midam. According to other Rishayim, it goes like Rebbe, and it's a second Riyah that's Machzika, Mishtei Riyahs, Havi Chazaka, according to Rebbe. So the first Riyah, she's still Masulakas, but it's a second Riyah that's Machzika, and they hold that the Riyah that's Machzika does go back, Meislais. You have the Ramban Shita, the Ramban holds that by Skena, it's not the second Riyah that's Machzik. By Skena, even according to Rebbe, you need a third Riyah. And when it says Akulu, or Basula and Skena, it means Kolchad Kid Islay. The Basula Tak is the second Riyah, but the Skena, you need the third Riyah. I'll call upon him, the Gemara here is a Machloikis HaMeroim, if Muberis and Menika could be Machzik themselves again with that. Rav and Rav Shimon Lakish shows they could. That by Beris and Menika also, it's Daya Shaita Dafka by the Riyah Rishayna, but afterwards she's Muchzik B'dam, and it's no longer Daya Shaita. And Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan hold that Muberis and Menika will never become Muchzik B'dam. And like Teres explains, because Basula and Zakena, if we see that she's not a Basula anymore, she's not a Zakena anymore, she's going to have Riyas, so she could have Riyas. Mashenki, Muberis, and Menika, the Siba for the Stalkus of the Dam is still there. She happens to be Muberis, she happens to be Menika. So Mamela, she will always be Mesulakis Midam. And then the Gemara brings Ketanai, it's actually a Machalikis Tanon, this Machalikis Amaram, Muberis, and Menika, Sheshaifis Dam, Ubois, Dayan Kal Yimei Bur, and Dayan Kal Menikas, and Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that Muberis and Menika can never be Machzik B'dam like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan holds, but Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yud, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yimim, Loyom, Redayin, Shaitin, Rabbi Yuyi, Rishayna, Av Vashniya, Metamim, Eis, Leisim, Kidu, Kidu, that even by Muberis and Menika, the same as Besula and Zekena, they have a din that after the Rivi Shaina, they become Ois Mesulekis Medam, they become Mugzit Medam, and they're no longer Dayashaita. Adkan the Gemara, now this Gemara is Negeya Halacha Lamaisa in the Inyan of Vestas. There are two Nidainim, which the Rishainim and the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim discuss about Vestas by Muberis and Minika. The first one, we already discussed a little bit earlier on Daf Tes, is when it's Higiyah's man Vestas and the Isha happens to be Muberis, Mishahuka Ubra, or happens to be Minika, so is she considered Mesulakis Midam Benigeya that she does not have to be Chayshish for the Yom HaVestas or not? The Gemara asks that for a Shaila, Higiyah Eis Vesta Bimei Bura V'loi Bat Kamahu. The Gemara in Daf Tes asks that for a Shaila, but like we mentioned then, it's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Raivad holds that the whole Shaila is only Negeyah B'di'evid if she wasn't Baidik. Normally in Isha Sheyesh LaVestas, if you hold Vestas Deraisa, if they're not Baidik B'yem LaVestas, they're considered Tamei. But there the Gemara says that by Muberis, that's Mislakis Midam, the Gemara's Maskana is that no, she's not considered Tamei. Mashenki and Lagabi the din of Prisha Samach Levesis, and Lagabi the din Lachatchili have to be Baidik on the Yom HaVestas, so even Muberis and Nechbis B'machbe that the Gemara had over there does have a din of Prisha Samach Levesis, they do have a din of Bedika Lachatchila. But Rav Rishainim, Rajba the Rosh and Kama, the Rishainim hold that even in regard to Prisha Samach Levesis, and we got to Bedika also, there's no din that they have a din of Prisha Samach Levesis or Bedika once it becomes Yimei Yibura. That's one Nidin in the Rishainim. And another Nidin is, similar Nidin, if she could be Kaveya Vesis Yimei Yibura. Let's say, not discussing a Vesis she already had before the Yimei Yibura, and does she have to be Chesha Shudu Vesis Mishi Yigil Yimei Yibura. But the question is, let's say she does continue to have Rias Yimei Yibura. So would that make a Kviyas Vesis? Which is she, could she be Kveya Vesis Yimei Yibura? Because it'd be a story to say that even if you're going to say that she's considered Mesulekes Midam, and she doesn't have to be Cheshish for the Vestas that were there already be Mei Yibura, but that's the Vestas that were there originally. But if she's Taka has three Rias Dam in the equal Aflagal Marshal, in the equal interval, or three Rias Dam for the same Yayma Chedish, where there is a din that you kaveya vesis, and when it reaches that aflago, or that yayma chedesh, there's a din prisha samukha vesis, is an issa of tashvish shamita, and there's a din bedika. And that would apply even when she's muberis and minika. But kamri shaynim hold that it doesn't. Kamri shaynim hold that since she's mesulekes midam, so she's unable to create a vesis, because the svara they say is, if she's mesulekes midam, so we consider the riyah to be a riyah mikris. We don't consider it to be from a regular Riyah. If it's a regular Riyah, it should be Tamim Eis Leis. Elamai, we consider it as Ariyah Mikris, as Ariyah Machmas Einis, and in that case, it won't be able to make a Vesis. So if you name on that way, so it's Negeya, Halacha Lamaisa, who we paskin like. If we paskin like Rav and Rish Lakish, so then she's anyway no longer Misalakis Midam after the first Riyah, and then she would be able to be Kaveya Vesis. Pashengen, if we pass like Shmuel and Rabbi Eichanan, so then you could say Yisvara, that since she's Mesulekes Midam, Kol Yimei Yibura, Kol Yimei Minikasa, so she won't be able to be Kaveya Vesis. Now the Rishonim, later on this blot, the Nafid Aleph, discusses Shaila, because the Mishnah, the next Mishnah says, Ava Bisha Amu Daya Shaita, Tzricha Liyaz Bedekes, Chutz Min Anida Vayeshev Vesodam Toyar. That the Mishnah says that even the notion that we say Dayashaita, so we don't assume that they'll have them, they still need Bedikas, except if Aisha is a Nida, so then it doesn't make a difference if she's Baidik, because what's she being Baidik for? Anyway, any dam that she has is Tame, and the Yeshevus Adam Tayyar, an Isha that had a baby, that had a Leda, and let's say she had a Zachar, so from day 7 till day 40, those 33 days, all the dam that she sees is tar. And if she has an akeva, from day 14 till day 80, all those 66 days, all the dam that she sees then is tar. So what's the point of being Vedic anyway, if she has dam, it's all Torah. So there's absolutely no point in being baitik. That's what the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara has two pshatim in this Mishnah of Yishevis Adam Torah. One pshat is that we're talking about, it's not yet the time for dam Torah. And it's telling you a chiddush that she's mevakesh esleishiv al dam Torah. We're talking about day 7 of a zachar, or day 14 of a nekeva. And the chiddush is she does not have to be baitik to see that the dam stopped. Because even if the dam did not stop, automatically, when she crosses over to day 8 by a zachar, or day 15 by a nekeva, automatically all the dam will become tar. So it doesn't make any difference at all. She will definitely be tummy for 7 days by a zachar, 14 days by a nekeva, whether she sees dam or not. And she'll definitely be tar for any dam she sees afterwards for the next 33 days by a zachar, 66 by a nekeva. It makes no difference if she sees dam. But that only goes like Rav, that holds that Mayan Echadu, it's really one Riyaz Dam. But the Torah said, at this time the Riyaz Dam is Tar, as this, by later the Riyaz Dam is Tame, and then by the Yemei Tayar, the Riyaz Dam is Tar. So it makes no difference. But according to Levi, that it's a different Mayan, that the first 7 days she is, has Dam from one Mayan, and afterwards she has Dam from a different Mayan. So then, you have to know that the Mayan Tame stopped. So she does have to be baidik by mevakesh esleishiv al dam tar, because you wouldn't consider the dam to be demei tayar unless we know that the demei tumah, the dam leda, stopped, and then she has dam again. That's dam tayar. But otherwise, it won't be dam tayar. So that's the Gemara's kasha on Levi, that someone who's mevakesh esleishiv al dam tayar would need a bedika, because in order to be considered the next dam to be dam tayar, we'd have to know that the dam stopped. So the Gemara says that according to Levi, it's talking about she's actually being a shevis al dam tayar. We're talking about she knows, she already did the bedika originally, and she knows that the dam stopped, and now the dam is all dam tayar. That's what she has to be baidik. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush she has to be baidik? The Gemara says the chiddush is that you would think you have to be baidik, because maybe you'll be kaveya vesis, even though the dam won't be metameyu. But it's negeya that the dam will be kaveya, that this is your vesis. If this is her vesis, so she'll have to be cheshish the next time, when she's no longer be metara. So the Gemara says, and why doesn't she need a bedika? Because, mimayin tar lamayin tamay lekava. It's two different mayones. So the riya she has on a mayin tar have no effect on the riyah she'll have in a mayan tamei. So the Gemara says, but what about according to Rav? Rav holds that mayan echadein. So why doesn't she have to be baidik by the yimei tayar to see if she's kaveya vesis? So the Gemara says, mimei tara lemei tumah leikava. Since those riyahs on yimei tara, they don't have an effect on the vesis that's there in yimei tumah. Ad kan the Gemara. So the Ramban and other yishayinim amadayik from this Gemara, that a menika will be kaveya vesis. Because every isha that's in Yemei Tayar is a menika. And they bavarn. Why? Maybe this isha never nurses her baby. Maybe her baby died, or she weaned the baby, she was gamlase, she doesn't nurse. She gives her to a menekes. But the Gemara said earlier that all 24 months of a menekes is considered a menekes. Doesn't matter if she nurses or not, because Rejavre Kvedim Allah, and that applies to all 24 months. So the Gemara is pretty clear. The only din that she can't be Kveya Vesis is because it's Yemei Tayar. And Yemei Tayar, the Yemei Tumah Leikava Vesis. But the fact that she's the Menika doesn't affect her ability to Kveya Vesis. So that's the Ramban's Raya, and the Ra'a also holds that way, Alacha L'maisa, in Teres Abayis. And the Ran brings it down, the Rishayim bring it down, and that's the Ramban's Raya, that a Menekes and Huadin Amuberes, even though the Miselekes Midam, but if they have three Rias, all in the same Afloga, or all in the same Yom HaChadosh, that will be Kaveya Vesis, even though she's Miselekes Midam. The Miselekes Midam does not stop her from being Kaveya Vesis. But the Raivin of Balanefesh, and the Rajma, and the Ridva, they all know. They hold that since she's Mesalekes Midam, she cannot be Kaveya Vesis. And they say it's a Svara. Mamaisi, you're telling me it's Dayashaita. So Kuntis, you're telling me the Riyas are Mikri, Tenat. We assume she's Mselekes Midam. How could it be a Kvias Vesis? And the Gemara said before, Lagabi mean Cheshish Levesis. We're not Cheshish Levesis. Vesis Mselekes Midam doesn't make that she could be Kveya Vesis. So what do you do with the Ramban's Raya? That it says we may tell me to me not Kveya Vesis. Vesis, then a Menika would be Kveya Vesis. So the Rashi says it's not so shver. Bemis in the first lashon in the Gemara says that we're talking about mevakeshes leishiv, like we said. We're not discussing the yemei tayer. We're discussing the mevakeshes leishiv. And the chiddush is that she doesn't have to be baidik because we say mayin echa, that even if there was no hefsik of the dam, it still becomes tar. And that's the chiddush according to Rav. So according to that, it wouldn't be a raya from the Mishnah. And the Rashi and the Ritva also say that Lamaisa, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, that say that a Muberis and a Menika are only Meselekes Vidam by the first Riyah, but afterwards they're not Meselekes Vidamim, so Avada coined to them they could be Kaveh Vesis. So that Mishnah could go like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, that hold that they will not necessarily be Meselekes Midam, but La Halacha, that we pass in like Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, that hold Dayan Kol Yemei Bur and Dayan Kol Yemei Nikasan, so then she wouldn't be able to Kaveh Vesis. And I are going to say, well, what about according to Rabbi Meir? Well, Rabbi Meir anyway holds, the Gemara said earlier, Rabbi Meir holds that Menekes is totally on the actual Hanukkah. That's another Machlekes, Rabbi Yudar Beis Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Meir. There are mayor holds that it's totally in the actual Hanukkah. Doesn't hold the Vreshverek Fedim Aleh. So, Mimanushach, you don't see that the Mishnah is talking about a Menika. Because according to Rabbi Yishev Yudin Rabbi Shimon, they hold that a Menika is not Meselekes Midam only by Rimi Shaina, after which is no longer Meselekes Midam. And according to Rabbi Meir, they hold that a Menika is only Meselekes Midam and calls man she's actually Menekes. But by Meisei Gamlasei, so she's no longer Meselekes Midam. But we, who paskin on that machlaikis, like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Shimon, that kol chaf da'al ha-chaydish, she's Meselekes Midam, even if she's not Menika, and in regard to the other machlaikis, the Rashba holds, and the Raivah that we paskin, like Rabbi Meir, that she's Meselekes Midam the entire time of the Menika. We don't say it's only Maria Rishayna. So we could hold that it's not just Yemei Tayar that causes that it's not Kaveya Vesis. It's the whole din menika Meselekes Midam also causes that she's not kaveya vesis. So the ma'aseh semachlokes, like we spoke, the Ramban and the Ra'ah hold that a muberes and menika are kaveya vesis, and if they have three rias b'mei muberes and b'mei menikasa, you have to be chayshish like a vesis kavua. And the Magen Mishnah says in Perek Tes of the Yisurei Biyam that the Rambam is also mashman that way. The Sijitara points out, the Rambam L'chari Zicha has to hold that way, because the Rambam Paskins, in Ilchas Mishkev, Tumas Mishkev Umeshav, Perik Dalin, the Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi, he Paskins like Rav and Rish Lakish, that by Muberes and Menika, after the first Riyah, she's no longer Meselekes Midamim. So if she's not Meselekes Midamim, of course she'll be Kaveh Vesetz. But the Rashba, and the Ravid, and the Ritva, they hold that she's not Kaveh Vesetz, and that is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Lamed Gimel. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens a bissel apshara, because the Rashi already brings us down from the Ravid, that even though she's not Kivei Vesis, and she doesn't have a din of a Vesis Kavua, but it does have a din of a Vesis She'ena Kavua. We know in Ilchas Vestis, if a Isha has three Rias all to the same Afloga, the same interval, or three Rias all to the same Yom HaChadosh, so that's called the Vesis Kavua. And then, she has to be Chayshish for this Haflago or this Yom HaChadosh until she's Eikivit three times. And also, she's Mechuyiv to be Beidik on the day of the Vesis. And if she's not Beidik the day of the Vesis, she's not Mutter until she's Beidik afterwards. She needs a Bedika Bedafka. She's not Mutter by Avriz Mana Vesis without a Bedika. But that's the Vesis Kavua. But even a Isho has one Riyah, to a certain Yom HaChadosh, or Riyah to a certain Yom HaFloga. So she has to be Chayshish, a Vesa She'eni Kavua. She's also to be Meshamish on that particular Yom HaChadosh, or that particular HaFloga, even after one time. But a Vesa She'eni Kavua is Neker with Pamachas, If there's one time where she did not have a riyah to that aflaga or that yom ha'chedesh, it's neker, and she doesn't have to be cheshed again, as opposed to a veses kavua, which needs three times to be eiker. And also, if she was not baidik on the yom ha'veses, she no longer has to be baidik. The din to be baidik is dafka by a veses kavua. There it's ma'akev to be baidik by a veses she'ene kavua. If she wasn't baidik on the yom ha'veses, she's mutter without bedika. So, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and it comes from the Rashba, and originally from the Ravid, that even though a Meberes and Menika do not have a Veses Kavua, but you still are usher on the day, the Haflaga, or the Chedesh that she saw, they have a din of a Veses She'ena Kavua. And there's a Machloikis Rishenim, Machloikis Apeskim, I mean, exactly what this Psak means. There are Achreinim, the Marshal, the Goyis Drisha, the Kresu Plesi, the Teres Ishlamim, and Simon Kuf Bey Dalin, that they hold it means that if she has three Rias, all to the same Aflaga, or all to the same Yem HaChedesh, then it has a din of a Vesa She'ena Kavua, and she has to be Cheshish, but it's Nekeb Pamachas, and the Bedika is not Ma'akev. But with one Ria, she does not have a din of a Vesa She'ena Kavua. But Rei Feiskim, the Beis Yosef, and the Sidri Tara, the Chavis Das, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Simon Kuf Pei Dalad. And like the Badei Shulchan points out in Simon Kuf Pei Test, the Ravid, who's the Makar Din, is very much mashmir this way. They never let know. Even one Ria, Bimei Iber, or Bimei Hanaka, has a Din that you have to be Cheshish, Revesa She'ena Kavua. It's not Kivei Avesis that it takes three times to be Eiker or Badikas Ma'akiv, but there is an Isser of Tashmish, there is a Chiyav Prisha on the day, the Aflag or the Yom HaChedesh of the Ria, like the Din of Veses She'ena Kavua, even with only one Ria. And that's the Chayr Hawi Baskin. But the Pirskei Tshuva brings down the Sijei Tara that says that that's Dafka, the Yom HaChedesh and the Yom Aflaga. There, there'd be an Isser even with one Ria. But the Ein Beninus, that it is a din, that every Isha She'en Leveses has to be Cheshish on the Ein Beninus, the 30th day after the Ria. So Shaila the 30th day or the 31st day, Shaila what Ein Beninus is. But that is a din to be Cheshish on Ein Beninus, that would not apply to a Muberes or a Menika. If she has a Ria, she just has to be Cheshish for the Aflag and the Yom HaChedesh, but not for the Ein Beninus. Now I saw the Badei Shulchan brings down that other Achreinim, the Chavis Das and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, seem to them on that she does have to be Cheshish for the Ein Beninus, even though she's Muberes HaMinika. And they bring this from the Maram Padova. But the Badei Shulchan is bothered like this. Everyone's maskim that when she had a Veses Kavur earlier, when she had a Veses Kavur before she's Muberes, and now she has a Ria, Bezman the Iber, she does not have to be Cheshish for the Veses Kavua that she had before she was Muberes HaMinekes. Since she's a Mselekes Midamim. So the Badei Shulchan is bothered, so if she doesn't even have to be Cheshish for a Veses Kavua that she herself was Kaveya, why would she have to be Cheshish for a Veses that Stam Nashim have? Ein Beinus is the Pshat that she doesn't have a Veses Kavua, so we say, maybe she has the average Veses Kavua, the average Aflaga, which is Ein Beninus. But if we see that even if she has her own Veses Kavua, but when it comes to Mei Muber, she doesn't have to be Chesh for it. So why would she have to be Cheshish for Ein Beninus? That's his Kasha. But I think it's not so schwer. Just like normally an Isha with a Veses Kavua doesn't have to be Cheshish for a Veses She'en Kavua, but we're saying a Muberes HaMinika does, because we're afraid that maybe she has her own schedule now. She's Mesulakis Midamim, but we're Cheshish, she had this Ria already before, maybe it'll happen again. So also, she doesn't have to be Cheshish for her regular Rias, because she's not regular now. Her regular Veses Kavua that she has, she doesn't have to be Cheshish for, because she's not regular, she's Mesulakis Midamim, and has no Shaychus to a Matzev now. But since she first had a Ria, and we're being Cheshish because she had this Ria, maybe she'll have another similar Ria, so that's maybe give us a svar to be Cheshish for Ein Beninus also, even though she's Muberes HaMinika. Tzarechi in Ladino. Also another interesting halacha that the Sijei Tara says, is that now that we're saying that she has to be Cheshish for a Veses She'ena Kavua, and that would mean that even with one Riya, she has to be Chayshish for that Afloga and that Yom HaChodesh. But let's say she has three Riyas to a certain Afloga. So normally, by regular Isha, once she's Kaveh of Vesas for Afloga, she no longer has to be Chayshish for the Vesas She'ena Kavu of the Yom HaChodesh. Well, let's say she's Kaveh of Vesas Kavu for the Yom HaChodesh, she no longer has to be Chayshish for the Vesas She'ena Kavu of the Yom HaFloga. But here, she's never Kaveya Vesis. But Zagdis Sijetara, it doesn't matter. Alkapanam Lakula, it would be considered a Vesis. So if she would see three times to a certain Aflaga, she'd have to be Chayshish still to that Aflaga like a Vesis She'enu Kavua, which is Nekaba Pamachas, and she would not have to be Chayshish for a Yom HaChodesh. Or if she would see three times to a certain Yom HaChodesh, she'd have to continue being Chayshish for that Yom HaChodesh like a Vesis She'enu Kavua, but she wouldn't have to be Chayshish for the Yom HaFloga. You wouldn't say that L'chumra, she's not Kaveh Vesis, and therefore she still has the Vesis She'ena Kavua of both the Yom HaChodesh and Yom HaFloga. That's what it says in the Sijei Tara. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah, which says, Imrasu Rishayna Me'ines Afashniya Dayashayta. If the first Riyah, we're going on the din, that the Dalad Nashim, or perhaps just the Vesula and Zakena, if they have one Riyah ready, the next Riyah is Metamim Eisleis. But that's only when the first Riyah was done regular. If the first Riyah was Me'ines, so then that would not make her a Mechzekes Bedamim. Now what's an Eines? So the Gemara talks about Kvitza, which means jumping, and the Rambam in Pirish Mishnah says jumping from a high place, an unusual Kvitza, jumping off a high place, that the Sefta adds in who would then, if she was sick, or she was carrying something heavy, or her husband hit her, or any other reason, any other unusual thing like that, that could cause a Riyas Dam. That's called Machmas Einis. So the Gemara says, Lagabi Kviyas Vestis, the Gemara says, Amravuna Kafsa Varasa, Kafsa Varasa, Kafsa Varasa. If she jumped, she had that Einis three times with the Riyah, Kavala Vesis. She does get a Vesis. So the Gemara says, Lamai, Lagabi, what does she get a Vesis? Ilay Liyamim, if she has a Vesis that for days, like Yom HaChodesh or Yom HaFloga, HaKol Yomim Doli Kafetz Leich Hazoi. The fact is that the Riyah happened with the Kvitza. So how do you know she'll have a Riyah without a Kvitza? And then it says, El the Kvitza is, Vatanya Koshik Tvenim Achmasainis, Afila Kamapam Lekava Vesis. My love, Lekava Vesis Klau. That she doesn't have a Vesis altogether since the Riyah was Machmas Einais, so it wouldn't make a Vesis altogether. So the Gemara says, Lekava Vesis Liyam Lechudayu Ulekvitzas Lechudayu. She doesn't have a Vesis just for Yamim, because we don't see that the Yamim alone is Gayim the Riyah without the Kvitza. She also doesn't have a Vesis just for Kvitzas, because maybe the Kvitza can only be Gayim the Riyah together with the Yamim. Avokavala Vesis Liyamim Ula Kvitzas. But she does have a Vesis if it's both Yamim and Kvitzas. So there's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here, which the Rishonim discuss, and it's the Gael Halacha. The Rashi learns when the Gemara in a Havamina, that it means that she's not Kaveh Vesis for Kvitzas, the Gemara meant for Kvitzas alone. That will be the Vesis. Anytime she's Kvitzas, she has to have Vichayshish, and maybe there'll be a Riyah because of the Kvitzah. It happened three times that a Kvitzah caused the Riyah. That makes the Vesis that anytime there's a Kvitzah, there's a Riyah. And on that, the Gemara said that the Braisa says they can't have a Vesis Machmasainis. And that, the Gemara's answer is, that means that when you have both Kvitzas and Yomim Shavim, there were three Riyas, all from Kvitza, and all to the same Afloga, or all to the same Yom HaChodesh. So then we say that you need both to be Gayim the Riyah. And a Kvitza alone, or the Yom alone, would not be Gayim the Riyah. She doesn't have to be Chayshish for that. But if she had three Kvitzas without a Yom Shavim, so then there would be a Vesis. Just like if she has three Yamim, without Kvitzas, there would be a Vesis the Yamim. Who had then three Kvitzas without a Yom Shavah would be a Vesis the Kvitzas. But if she has three times where it was both a Kvitza and the same Yom, so then with Taila, that both together cause the Riyah, and therefore she only has to be Chayshish when you have both of them together. That's what comes out according to Rashi. Taisa says no. Tosfos has a problem with the shakel of attire of the Gemara Lefiza. So he names on when the Gemara asked the Kasha El the Kvitzos, the Gemara meant then Kvitzos together with Yomim together. That's where Rav Huna is saying, even in the Havamina, that we're dealing with Kvitzos and Yomim together. And that the Gemara said, Kol Vesos Shoytigvenim Achmasainis is not a Vesos, you think it's not a Vesos altogether. And the Gemara says, no, it means that it's not a Vesos Yomim L'chudei or Kvitzos L'chudei, it's a Vesos when you have both together. But to say Kvitzos alone, that the Kvitzos alone would make a Vesos, that the Gemara had no Havamina. Now the Rishayim bring down the Rabbeinu Zrachya, the Baal Amor, it's in his Asagis on the Sefer Baal Nefesh L'Ravid, he names on like Rashi. So Rashi and the Baal Amor both hold that there is a Vesos of Kvitzos. If the Isha was Kvitzos three times with the Riya, and that Kvitza, that Riya was not through any specific pattern of days, it wasn't the same Aflogo, the same Yom HaChadosh, so there's a Vesos for Kvitzos, and every time she's Kvitzos, she has to be Chayshish for the Vesos. But the other Rishayim, Tosfos, and the Baal Nefesh L'Ravid, and here the Chiddush Ramban, the Rashbam, the Ridva, they all hold that there is no Vesos for Kvitzos. Kvitzos is only something which is Mekel, it's only Lekula, it only limits the Vesos. Normally when you have a Vesos L'Yamim, every time it reaches the Yom, you have to be Cheshish. But if the Vesos L'Yamim came together with Kvitzos or any other Einus, so then you don't have to be Cheshish for the Yamim if it's not coming along with the Kvitzo. The Shaila is Pshat and Rav Huna. According to Rashi in the Baal Amor, Rav Huna, you could learn Kavsa Varasa, Kavala Vesos for Kvitzos alone. And if the Kvitzos came with the Yom Yadua, then you have a Vesos of them together. But according to other Rishayim, Rav Huna means Kavala Vesos of Kvitzos together with Yamin. And the Yamin and the Kvitzos together are the Vesos. But there's no such thing as a Vesos for Kvitzos alone. Now we have the Mishnah later, in the ninth parak on the Afsamach Gimel, which talks about a Vesos of physical symptoms. That she's mefehekes, ma'ateshes, she yawns, she stretches, she burps, has stomach cramps, fevers, whatever it is. And there, that's considered a Vesos, even if it doesn't come together with Yamim. There, all the Rishayim are maskim, it has the same halacha, like what Rashi and the Baal Amor hold about Kvitzos. That if, let's say, the symptom comes along with the Riyah, and the Riyah is not confined to any specific date, so then the symptom alone is the Vesos. And whenever she has that symptom, she has to be Cheshish for the Riyah. If it's both a symptom and a specific day, a specific Yom HaChodesh, Yom HaFlaga, then she only has to be Cheshish when you have both the symptom and the day. The day without the symptom, or the symptom without the day, is not a Cheshash. But the Rishayim will hold that Einus is not a Vesos on its own, a Mechalik. Einus is something that she causes. That only works Lekula, that we say that since the Vesos happened because she caused it, so therefore, when you have the Yom Vesos without the Geirim, so you don't have to be Cheshish. But you can't go and say that any time she does this action, she could cause the Vesos to come. It's not the other to cause it every time. Hashem came a physical symptom, that's like a natural thing that comes along with the Riyah. Then we could say that every time that physical symptom comes, a Riyah is going to come along with it. There is a Machlokes Rishayim in the Gemara there in the ninth parak of Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis that talks about if she ate garlic and onions and pepper, so that's Mitzaref to be a Vesos. Does that mean that eating garlic, eating spicy foods, has the same thing as physical symptoms? It's different than Kvitza. Kvitza is some strain that she did with her body that won't cause a Vesos, but the food that she eat would? Well, no. It's exactly the same. Any external factor has a din of Kvitzas. That's a Machlokes Rishayim, and it's brought this Machlokes Rishayim in the Ramah, in Siman Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Chav Gimel. But in regard to the other Machlokes Rishayim, that Kvitza alone should be Gairim the Vesos, there the Shulchan Aruch is Seisim, like Revi Shainim, that Kvitza is not Gairim the Vesos, only a Vesos Aguf, not Kvitza, and even if there's three times a Kvitza, she doesn't have to be Cheshish for Kvitzas Adin a Vesos. But the Ramah brings a Hagayis Maimini that says, similar to what we said by Mu'uberis, it's not Kaveh a Vesos, that kvitza, you do have to be chayshish for it, like a vesa she'ena kavua. The mechaber is mashmi, you don't have to be chayshish for it at all, but the Ramah brings the gayis maimini, that you have to be chayshish for kvitzas like a vesa she'ena kavua. But the poskim say that this case, everyone's maskim, that's only if she sees three times with kvitzas. By Mu'uberi Semenika, we said that Kama V'Paiskim hold that even one time has a dinach shash of esa shena kavua. But Kvitzis, even the Gaius Maimini, that's saying you have to be chayshish or esa shena kavua, and the Ramah brings it, is dafka three times of Kvitzis, that already gives her a din to be chayshish. The next Kvitzis for esa shena kavua will be nekeh b'pamachas. If there's one kvitza without a riyah, she's already accurate and doesn't have to be chayshish for it again. But one time, she wouldn't even have to be chayshish for it as a vesa she'ena kavua. But there's an interesting machlokes, the shach and the tferes l'moshe. If an isha was kaifetz one time and had a riyah, where there, you don't have to be chayshish for kvitzas at all. But the shaila is, do you have to be chayshish for the vesa she'ena kavua of the yom ha'chaydish and the yom ha'flaga of the riyah? The Shach says you don't. Just like when you have a Vesas Kavua with Kvitzis and a Yom Yadua, you don't have to be Cheshish for the Yom Yadua only if you have also a Kvitzis along with it. It's a combination Vesas of the Kvitzis and the Yom Yadua. You only have to be Cheshish when you have both. Hu Adin, by one time, if the Isha was Kefetzis and had a Riyam, so she doesn't have to be Cheshish for the Vesas She'ena Kavua of the Chaydish or the Aflaga, unless she also has a Kvitza. So she doesn't have to be Chaydish for the Kvitza alone, but she doesn't have to be Chaydish for the Yom HaChaydish, Yom HaFlaga alone either, only if you have a Kvitza that comes along with it. That's what the Shach says. So the Tferes Lameisha asks, by physical symptoms, by the Vesas HaGuf, Mefehekes Mehateshes, we find that if Eisha sees to a certain Yom HaChaydish, a certain Yom HaFlaga, and she also has a physical symptom. So till she's Kaveya, one of them, the Yom HaChaydish, or the Yom HaFlaga, or the physical symptom, or the combination of the physical symptom with the Yom HaChaydish, she has to be Chayshish of Esa Sheni Kavua for all of them. She has to be Chayshish for the Yom HaChaydish, and for the Yom HaFlaga, and also for the physical symptom. Any one of them is the possible Gerim here. And until you kaveya three times to a chaydish, three times to a flaga, or three times to a combination, vesas aguf and chaydish, or vesas aguf and a flaga, she has to be chayshish for each one of them separately. So if I tveris l'maisha, so kal v'chaymer. If even vesas aguf, which is enough if you have a vesas aguf three times, not in the same pattern of days, that would make a vesas kavua for a vesas aguf. But before you have it three times, you have to be chayshish for the Yom HaChaydish and Yom HaFlaga alone. So kvitza, which if you have kvitza three times, not in the same pattern of days, it does not create its own Vesas Kavua, like we're saying, like Revi Shainim, not like Rashi in the Balamar. It's only to limit the Vesas of the Chaydish and HaFlaga, the Vesas of the Yamim, to limit it with the kvitza, but the kvitza alone seems to be less than the mechash haguf. So kolshkein, if you don't have the guf together, the kvitza together with the yayim three times, you'd have to be chayshish for that flog in the yam alone. So this is very sumashis kash in the shach. How come by vesas haguf, the fahakis mateshis, the physical symptom, until we see that the yamim is going together with the vesas haguf, v'chayshish for the yam alone. One, so how come by kviyas machmas einis the shach is saying that even the first time, since she only had a riyah together with the einis, she doesn't have to be chayshish with the yam, with the aflaga, with the chaydish, if you don't have the einis, you don't have the kvitza. Why should it be better than vesaguf? Vesaguf should be better, because vesaguf can make a vesis, and kvitza cannot. By sort of badly, a shulchan brings a good raya to the shach from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about being machzik the tineikish leigiyas manaliris or the zkena, or according to Rav and Rish Lakish, even the Muberis and the Menika, that the riyak should be machzik habadamin, but it says if she has a Riyah Machmas Einus, it's not Machzik her Bedamim, even though it wasn't three times. But you don't make a Cheskas Damim from a Riyah if the Riyah came from Einus, even though it's one time. So who would Din Lagabe Vesa She'ena Kavua? The Einus should make it that you don't say that this Riyah is a Riyah to the Damim because it came Machmas Einus. So that's a riot to the Shach, that even though Einus itself can't be Kaveh of Vesis, but that din, that when the Einus goes and makes that the Vesis, you don't have to be Chayshu the Vesis unless it's together with the Einus, that would apply even by one Riyah, even by one Riyah could affect the Vesis, that you don't have to be Chayshu the Vesis unless it comes along with the Einus. And now let's see a little bit weiter the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kashal Yamim Luchudayu Pshita, Lechayritz Pashit, that when you have a vessus of yam and kvitzas together, that will not be kaveh if yam l'chudayu. So the Gemara says two lashonos. One lashon says, "Amar Ravashi on the chavetz b'chad b'shabata v'chazoi, the chavetz b'chad b'shabata v'chazoi." That twice it was chavetz on Sunday and she had a riyah. U'b'shabes kavsa v'loy chazoi, and then the third time, she was kavsa on Shabbos and did not have a riyah, u'l'chad b'shabat chazoi b'loy kvitza. This wasn't in the girsa of all the Gemaras. Rishonim didn't have the girsa necessarily, u'l'chad b'shabat chazoi b'loy kvitza, but they say there has to be the pshat, or the girsa of the Gemara, that was Rashi's girsa, that the first two times, it was kavsa on the same day and had the riyah, the third time it was kavsa the day before without a riyah, and then on Chad B'Shabbat they had a riyah without the kvitza. Mao the tamig loy muslim afraid the yomu de kagar, because the third time there was a kvitza, there was a riyah without a kvitza. So you would say no. So it's nothing to do with the kvitza. Two times with the kvitza, but the third time is without a kvitza. So now you'd have a vesis liyamin. That's the way it would work if you'd have two riyahs with a kvitza, but the third riyah without a kvitza. So you'd be kavei liyamin. Kamashlon, the kvitza named the me'esmal garma. Really, the kvitza me'esmal helped. Tadle chazoi, the reason why she didn't see the day before, mishna katul amatiz man kvitza. So, you do have three riyas together with the kvitza. So this lashon is being mekel. The whole din of kvitza is a kula, that you don't have to be chayshish liyom without a kvitza. And this lashon is saying, a chiddish, that even though the third time the kvitza wasn't the same day as the riyah, but the fact that it was the day before the riyah could also be going, you could also be told the riyah and the kvitza, you still don't have to be cheshish without a kvitza. Then the second lashon that says, kavsa v'rasa, kavsa v'rasa, kavsa v'rasa, kavla v'esis liyam and v'loy l'kvitzas. The Avuna said that even in a case where you have three kvitzas, she has a v'esis liyam and not kvitzas, and why is that? Hechi dami. Amar Ravashi, the kavis b'chad v'shabat v'chazoi, the kavis b'chad v'shabat v'chazoi. And then the Goyin takes out the next four words. He says it's not in the Girsa. Ulechad b'shabat achazoi b'loy kvitza. Da'asa megloi mulsa d'yayim u'tekagar. So if you take out those words, like all the Rishonim take out, like the Goyin points out, so the second Lashon is not necessarily arguing on the first Lashon. The first Lashon is talking about where the first two Riyas are with the kvitza, and the third Riyah, the kvitza was the day before the Riyah. And the second Lashon is talking about where the first two Riyas were the kvitza, and the third Riyah, there was absolutely no kvitza at all. So a lot of Rishonim say that the two Lashonis, Mara Machad, the Valei Pligi. We pass on like both of them. If the third Riyah had no kvitza at all, even though the first two Riyas had a kvitza, but once the third Riyah came without a kvitza, Igloi Milset's not the kvitza, and she has a Vesus Liyamin. But if the third Riyah had a kvitza the day before the Riyah, that's the first Lashon that the Kvitza de Esmol is Goyer. But the Rambam, Paskin said, no, we don't say Gloi Milsa that the Kvitza de Esmol is Goyer. Even in the case where the third Riyah, there was a Kvitza before the Riyah, still we say that since the Riyah was on a day that didn't have any Kvitza, so now you see that it's not the Kvitza. But like the Goyer points out on the side, it's not like the Rambam had a different Girsa, that's how the Rishonim bring it. It's just the Rambam held that the Gemara is intending to argue on the first Lashon. The first Lashon is saying that there could be a case where even though you had no kvitza by the third Riyah, but you still could be telling kvitza that the kvitza was the day before. And the second Lashon, which didn't give you such an example, vice versa, the second Lashon means to argue on the first Lashon. So it's a machlokes in pshat, not a machlokes in girsa. Do we say that mara mechada v'le pligi? The first lashon is saying when you had a kvitza the day before, you could be tailed in the kvitza. And the second lashon is saying that if you didn't have a kvitza at all by the third riyah, then it's only a din liyamim. Or is the second lashon trying to say that as long as you don't have a kvitza the day of the riyah, even if you did have a kvitza before, still you tail it in yamim? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam that if you don't have a kvitza on the day of the riyah, then you have to be machmir and not make it into a vesis murkav, and you have to be chayshis liyamim even without a kvitza. And the Shach wants to know why kama v'kama rishonim, the Rajba, the Rosh, and others paskin that mara mechada v'lay pligi, that when the second lashon is only saying when you had no kvitza at all, that's when you tell liyamim, but when you had the kvitza the day before, then you could be tailed in kvitzas. I saw the Badi al-Shulchan brings down an interesting machlekes, the Chavis Das and the Chsam Sefer. The Chavis Das is Eifin Art and Simon Kuf Pei Tes. The Chsam Sefer is in Shuvas. Your day is Simon Kuf Pei Gimel. The Chavis Das says that the only time there's a Shaila, if the Kvitza Esmol could be considered the Gairim, is when the first two times, at least, the Kvitza was the same day. And now you have a third time, and there the Kvitza was the day before. So it's Mitzstarith. You know that the first two riyas was zichah from the kvitza, and the third riyah also could have been from the kvitza because it was the day before. So it's mistarif. So there, Rav Yishenim, that's what the Gemara is discussing in the first lashon. And Rav Yishenim Paschal, like the Shach says, that you could say it's become from the kvitza. But Sheikin, let's say every single time she's kefetzes, and the day after she sees, that lechuli alma, the kvitza has no shaykhis to the riyah. Has to be the same day of the Riyah. The only Shaila is if the first two were the same day, and then the third time wasn't, so then already, the Rambam holds in that case, all of them have to be the same time. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But the Shach brings Kam Rishenim that hold, that since the first two were the same day, so the third time also will be telling the Kvitza of Esmo. But if all three times the Kvitza was Esmo, then it's not connected to the Kvitza of the Kuli Alma. And the Chsam Sefer holds Punkvaket. Sam Saifa held, Avada, if you have a kvitza one day and a riyah the second day, you also could be tell the riyah in the kvitza of the day before. And fakir, the kuli alma you could. But only if the three riyahs were consistent. The machlekes says the first two riyahs the kvitza was the same day. So that would be a raya that the third time wasn't the kvitza me'asmo. Because the other two times the kvitza was the same day. So, well, then there's a chiddush at Dian, if the third time we could say the kvitza me'esmol could be mitzdarif with the other two times where the kvitza was the same day. But she'ekim, when all three times the kvitza was me'esmol, then the kuli alma is called the vesus machmas kvitza, a very interesting machlekes, saris afuchas, between the Chavis Das and the Chsam Sefer. And now let's start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, afabi sha'amu daya shaita tzrichalias beidekas. Here the Mishnah is introducing the din of an isha that's a sekes betares, that she has to be baidik, she has to kesei to be baidik. And the Mishnah is saying that even though we say daya shaita, and we're not assuming that there's dam ba'ifin, that if she has a riyah, go back l'mafreya, she's still mechuyiv to be baidik. Chutz min anida, with the exception of anida, where there's no point to being baidik, because what's the difference? She's tamei whether she sees dam or she doesn't see dam. She's tamei for 7 days. Vayeshevesodam toyer, with there's no point to being baidik, because since it's a din of dam toyer, so mamela, even if she sees the dam, she's tar, so either way, whether she sees dam or doesn't see dam, she's right to tar. And then the Mishnah says, m'shemesh is be'edim, you also have to be baidik kaidim, and achatashmish, every isha chutz miyeshevesodam toyer, ubesula shedemea tahirim. With the exception of a yeshevis or dam tayer, where there, even if she has dam, she's tar, and a basula, shedemeh tahirim, a basula, which, when she has dam after tashmish, would tell the dam and dam basulim. So, mela, since she's tar, even if she sees dam, so there's no point to being baidik. And we'll get to the ikas sugya of the bedikas that a isha has to do, beis Hashem, in the next year on daf yud beis. Now the Mishnah that says Avu Bishom Mudaya Shaita, Rashi says Beisha Sheyesh Lavesis. Rashi says the Mishnah is talking about Isha Sheyesh Leveses, which is the Mishnah earlier on Daf Beis, that call Isha Sheyesh Leveses Dayashaita. Now Rashi doesn't say that we're talking about the Mishnah immediately previously, the Mishnah of Arbanoshim Dayan Shaita. And it's mashma that Rashi would hold by the Arbanoshim that there is no Chiyiv Bedika. Because that was Selekis Midamim. And the Rishash says that the reason why Rashi learned this way is because it says Daya Shaita Beloshin Yochid. If we're going on the Dalad Noshim, it should say Afi Sharmu Dayan Shaitan. So it's mashma is not going back on the Mishnah of the Dalad Noshim, it's going back on the previous Mishnah of Kalisha Sheyesh Levesis Daya Shaita. Now Mikvega asks like this. It says Mishameshis Be'edim, with the exception of Besula Shedemeh Tahirim. And Rashi says the Besula Shedemeh Tahirim is Dalad Leilois. The Dalad Leilois, that for 4 nights after the first Bia, we say that all the Dam she sees with Tahil and Dam Besulim, she's not Tame because of that Dam. Hazakta Bikinega, the Emet says the Tinaikish Shalohi Giyaz Mana Leilois, the Loi Rasa. There we say Ashatichi Hamaka. If the Tinaikis was not a Giyaz Mana Leilois and she never had a Riyam, so there we don't give her more than Da'od Leilis. There we give her Achetuchi Amaka. But the reason why Rashi didn't say Achetuchi Amaka is partially because the Gemara earlier, the Afyidim Bey said that Achle Agir Lepikon, Harei Mecheskes Tara, Vein Anoshim Beit Kiseisim. There is no Dim Bedika by Tanaikish Legiyaz Manaliris, period. So you don't have to say that by she's not Meshameshes Beidim. There's no Dim Bedika altogether. Now the Din of Da'od Leilis is by Higiyaz Manaliris. But Fekya Bekivega, that's if you're going to say that this Mishnah is going back on the Dalad Noshim, the Basula, the Zakena, the Muberis, and the Menika, they all need Bedika. So it could be talking about a Giyaz Manaliris, Veloy Rasa. So even though she's part of the Dalad Noshim, even by a Giyaz Manaliris, she's part of the Dalad Noshim, as long as she didn't have a Riyah yet. So there's a Din of Dalad Leilis. So therefore she would need Bedika. Because she's already Higiyaz Manaliris, but she wouldn't have to be Meshameshes Be'edim, because every Bia, the Dam of the Bia, were going to be Taila in Dam Besulim. But if Rashi says that a Besula knows the Dalad Nashim, including a Besula, also doesn't need a Bedika. Anyway, it doesn't need a Bedika altogether. And the only time you need a Bedika is when it's Higiyaz Manaliris Verasa. If it's Higiyaz Manaliris Verasa, then the din is that there's no din of Dalad Leilis. The Mishnah in the 10th parak says that by Rasa Va'idah B'Bei Saviyah, there the din is, you only have Laila Rishayna. So Rabbi Kvega Blaim Shver, Rashi that's saying that the Dalad Noshim do not need Bedika, the only Isha that needs Bedika that's Dayashayin is Isha Sheyesh Leveses. So what's the pshat that by Besula, Shedameh Tahirim, is saying she doesn't have to be Shemeshes Be'edim, if she's the Besula which is Higiyaz Manaliris V'loy Rasa, she doesn't need Bedika altogether. And if she's Higiyaz Manaliris V'Rasa, then she doesn't have Dalad Leilis. That's right, Rabbi Kvega Akasha. And Rabbi Kvega Bleishver. But I'll call upon him, that's what it seems Shitas Rashi, at least Rabbi Kvega Nem's on the way, the Chidon Alachas Nem's on that way, that the Dalad Nashim do not need Bedika. The Mishnah Achreina learns differently. The Mishnah Achreina and the Mishnayis, but that's what the Abikveg and Chida Lachas learn. Lamaisa Taisus earlier on the Afyunim and Beis, the Vamaskal Dayan Kol Yimei Burin, Taisus says Kloy not the way. Taisus says Kloy that the Mishnah is going back on all the Dalad Noshim, and he asks Akasha that here we see that even though Tinaika Shalohi Gez Manaliris doesn't need Bedika like it said before, but Amuberis and Minika was saying do need Bedika. But on the other hand, the Tinaikish Leigiz Manaliris, if she has 3 Riyas, then we say that she's already Muchzik Bedam, and she's Metamil Mafeya, and Muberis and Menika, according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, we say that even if she sees, she's Shefasva, at the same time, even if she sees Kamarias, we still say she's Mislakish Bedamim. So the Chari sounds like a Shtikl Sarah Safucha. On the one hand, Tinaikish Leigiz Manaliris Leirasa, we say, does not need Bedika, and Meberis and Menika do, but on the other hand, the Tanaikish Leigeis Manaliris after 3 times becomes Mosekis Bedamim, but the Meberis and Menika do not. So Taisa says, Meberis and Menika remain with the Ibur and the Hanaka, they remain with the Siba, and the male they'll stay mesulekes midamim, as opposed to tenekish agiyas manalirus, which if she sees three times, we see that she already starting having her dam, she's starting to have a period already. But kol zman she didn't start yet, then she's much more mufka from having dam. A girl that didn't start yet is much more mufka from having dam than muberes aminika. The Rajba and the Ritva on Daf Tes, because the Gemara Daf Tes says that a muberes does not need bidika. How is the Gemara Shaila? If you hold Vesus deraisa, does a muberes need bidika? So we had spoken out then already that the Ravid learns that that's talking about bidievid. That if you hold Vesus deraisa, normally bidievid, if you're not bidik b'shasa Vesus, so then you say she's tummy, but by Muberis is Mesalakis Midam, but the Evid, if she's not Baidik, she's still Tar. Now Shegel Lechatchila, she does need Bedika, and there is an Issa Tashmish. But like we said then, Ravi Shainim hold not the way. They hold that Muberis and Menika, even Lechatchila don't need Bedika. So the Rishainim ask, aye, it says in our Mishnah, Afi Sha'am Radai Yashait Tzrich Elias Bedekas. And they're also learning, it's going back on the Dalad Noshim, and you see, you do need bidika. So the Rosh says in the ninth parak, and this you could say that it's not talking about asuka b'tares there. Our Mishnah is dafka by asuka b'tares, and then midah the boy bidika l'tares, boy nami bidika l'baila, like we're going to learn. But the Rashman is vahol, but that's a deichik. It's a deichik to say that the Mishnah, that the Gemara there is not discussing asuka b'tares. This whole parak is discussing asuka b'tares. Elam, I, the Gemara is saying you don't need bidika. The Mishnah says, Avi Sharma Daya Shaita, Tzrich Elias Bedekas. So the Rashman Dvar say, a third pshat. We had the pshat of Rashi, the Mishnah is going back, Dafka and Isha Sheesh Levesus, but the Dal of Nashim did not need Bedika. We have Taisus that's saying that the Mishnah is going back and all the Dal of Nashim, they all need Bedika. And the Rashman Dvar says that the Mishnah is going back on Mesula and Zakena. Mesula and Zakena need Bedika. Muberis and Menika do not need Bedika. Because they're more Mesulik than Besula and Zakena. That's the Rashi's Medvaz Pshat. And they asked, so why does it say Chutz min Anida v'yeshevus Adam Tar? Why doesn't it say Osa Chutz in Eberis Menika? So they say that it only says something which is a Chiddush. Nida is a Chiddush to say that the Yish is not Kaveya Vesus v'mei Nidusa, like the Gemara says, v'mayin Pasasa, v'mayin Pesuach. We're not going to go into that sugya now, it's more the sugya and daf lamed tes, but the Gemara says it's a chiddush, that she's not kevei veses, mimei nidasa, according to Rish Lakish, not at all, and according to Rabbi Yechanan, when she sees it mimayim pesuach. And Yeshevus Adam Tor is a chiddush, that the chiddush is that you say mayin echad according to Rav, or according to Levi, the chiddush is that you're not kevei veses, mimei tum and mimei tahara. So it's a chiddush, that's why it says it. But otherwise, if it's not a chiddush, it's not going to bother saying chutz. And the Gemara didn't consider it a chiddush, which is an interesting thing. The Gemara didn't consider it a chiddush that muberes and menika don't need bedika. And memela ain lemeidim in a klal as afi sharmu chutz. You can't learn from a klal. Even if it says an exception, there could be other exceptions. The Chiddush Halachas mentions that Taisa says in Svarim that the Mishnah is only going to say a case. Taisus on Navyud, the Vyamaskal, Hareim Mecheskes Tar, it's only going to say a case that the reason why you don't do a Bedika is because it doesn't make a difference if she sees Damanat. She's Tummy anyway, or she's Tar anyway. It doesn't say the case that it doesn't, you don't do a Bedika because she's Mesulakis Medam. Just like it doesn't say the case of Tanekish Lahigiyas Manalirus Vlay Rasa, where the Gemara said earlier there's no Bedika. So that'll be a Teretz Rashi also. Why it's going back on Isha Sheesh Levesis and the Dal Nashim don't need the Bedika, but when it says Chutz, it just means Chutz from the Nashim, that the reason why they don't need the Bedika is because it makes no difference if they have Dam or not. Al-Kapanim, those are the three Mahalchim. Rashi is saying that the only Isha Sheesh Levesis needs Bedika, but the Dal Nashim do not. Taisa says all the Dal Nashim need Bedika, and the Rashi and the Dvar Mechalik, that Muberis and Menika do not need Bedika, but Sul and Zakena do need Bedika. And just one more ara that the Rishonim say here, that the Gemara discusses if that Anida, it says, does not need Bedika because doesn't matter if she has Dam or not. And the Gemara says that she should have Bedika because she'd be Kaveya Vesis. And the Gemara brings a raya from there that she's not kaveya vesis mimeni dosa. So the Yishenim, the Rajman, the Ridva here, and the Balamor bring down, and also the Rosh talks about this in the ninth parak, they bring down the shittas harayv it is that if the Isha has a Riyah for a few days, so she has to be cheshish for a vesis all those days that she had the Riyah. And big chumra, if the Isha has a Riyah for a few days, so all the days that she has the Riyah snida, she has to be cheshish for the vesis all the few days. She's also, she has to be perish mibayla, she has to be baidik all the days that she had the Riyah. But the Rishayim argue, the Rishayim hold that Yogobas is the Tchilas Riyah. The Tchilas Riyah is the Riyah, and everything else is dumb, you say, Mudi Taisvabe. And all the Rishayim being right from Agamara. If you're gonna say that she has to be also, she has to be perish, there's a din versus on all the days she had the Riyah, so that should be a reason to be baidik. It's very negeya. It's very negeya halchas vestis. As long as she has the Riyah, all those days are going to be usher. So she should have to be baidik every day, even though she's a nida, to know how many days is the issa vestis going to be. So this is the big raya the Rishayim bring, that vestis is not negeya. Vestis at the din of nidas is dafka the first day, and the rest of dumb yisayim, it's one big Riyah. If she didn't have a Riyah on the first day, so then you're not chesha, she'll have a Riyah the other days, because it's not the days of the Egin Ariyah. And that's how it's Gepaskin and Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Pei Dalet and Simen Kuf Pei Tes. The Achrayinim, the Chavis Das, that's a Jetara, a Matriach, maybe to answer the Raivin. Mrs. Mamishan Zerusugi now, and Kamakum Aruch.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.